Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dream Play Right. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. Yesterday, you committed to attracting something that you wanted into your life, something you desired in the short term. Have you received it? Do you feel open to receiving it? How did the meditation go? Were you able to calm your mind and create stillness? Let me know at dreamplaywright.com/feedback, dreamplaywright.com/feedback. The process of attraction is powerful, but it's not all there is to getting what you want. It does have its limitations. After all, the universe won't do everything for you. The meditation, the calming, the sending out of your intention, what you're doing there is aligning yourself. There are three levels of consciousness that all need to communicate with each other and be in agreement regarding your desires. Your conscious mind, your higher self, and the field of all abundance. And that's what we were doing yesterday, getting those three levels aligned and on the same page. If you don't ever take the time to go through this process, you could very possibly have a mess of conflicting desires and emotions, and that makes it very hard for the energy of intention to flow. And again, you really should go through that process every day, and if possible, twice a day, once in the morning and once at night, for at least 30 minutes each time. This level of dedication will absolutely supercharge you. Otherwise, at least commit to doing it every Wednesday. So since the universe won't do everything for you, you have to take action. And guess what? Just by listening to this program, you're already one step ahead, because you've committed to taking one action a day. By doing this, it's almost like you're showing the universe that you really want what you've laid out in your grand vision. The mechanism behind this is the concept of like attracting like. So the energy of being serious, focused, and driven to achieve your grand vision will radiate out at a certain frequency into the universe. And energy of that same frequency will come back to you in the form of the right people, the right situations, and the right things that you need at the time you need them. And since today is Thursday, your commitment is to join. Join forces with other people. When you interact with another person positively, whether it's someone you interact with briefly during the day, or someone you care about deeply who's part of your everyday life, that energy exchange benefits you by boosting your mood, motivating you, and if you weren't feeling great before, it shifts your mindset from negative to positive. And none of that would have happened without that interaction, which is why I believe it's so important to make this commitment to join. Not to mention that the other person could become a business contact and bolster your professional network. What did I say? Attracting the right people at the right times, just like magic. So how about making a business contact today? Look for a good opportunity to do this. And when you meet this person, make it a point to tell them about what you're working on. You could tell them about the book you're writing, even give them your elevator pitch if you have one. The elevator pitch is something we haven't talked about yet, but we will soon. You could give them the URL of your blog so they can check it out and become another follower. By the way, people are far more likely to get excited about your blog and tell someone else about it if they've met the creator of the blog personally, which makes a lot of sense. If you have business cards, have several at the ready today for anyone you meet. If you don't have business cards, please make or order some as soon as you possibly can. As you get more and more into self-promotion, business cards are a tried and true tool for networking. If you tell someone about your blog, there's a very good chance that person is not going to remember to look it up when they get home that evening. But if your business card falls out as they empty their pockets that night, guess what? They become another blog follower and a potential book buyer. Once you've fulfilled today's commitment, let me know how it went. Drop me a line at dreamplaywright.com/feedback, dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Remember, you are powerful beyond measure, and when you join forces with others, you're absolutely unstoppable. Thanks for listening today. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about the program, please go to dreamplaywrite.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.